Today I am with Father Bob Mayer, actually he's a Monsignor, the pastor of St. Joseph's and the vicar of Brownsville Diocese down in Texas. And we are celebrating the Year of the Priest. And one of the things we are trying to do is to show the many dimensions of the priesthood, the different roles that the priests fall into or are graced with, and how exciting the life of the priest can be, because there are so many different wonderful possibilities out there. So this is the Year of the Priest. You want to know what a priest is all about? Just listen to Monsignor Mayer.
Well, my journey as a priest, it now spans just about 40 years, and I found myself in many different situations as a rural pastor, certainly as an associate pastor for my first few years. But because of the shortage of priests, I was thrust into the role of pastor very early, where I didn't have years of experience to prepare me. And then I was pastor for 7 years. Then the bishop at that time appointed me to the head of the Office of Divine Worship for the diocese. And this was a time when all the implementation of the conciliar changes and the celebration of the various sacraments and the Eucharist still needed a lot of attention to be implemented. So those were days that consumed my time dealing with those issues, primarily teaching the priests, but also training deacon candidates now, and also training lay ministers, lectors, extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist, and liturgy planners. The whole idea of planning a liturgy was just not in our conceptual framework before the council. So I spent from 1977 to up until 1995 working in that capacity, which eventually expanded into a further activity, and with the reshaping of the title of my office, which became Office of Pastoral Enrichment, I retain my responsibilities with regard to the liturgy, but I was also asked to assume responsibility to oversee and design continuing education for the clergy, priests and deacons, and for the large number of lay people who were going through this new thing that almost every diocese, I think, has gone through and continues to go through, which is training lay people for lay, what are now called lay ecclesial ministries. So I was consumed by those responsibilities until 1995. Then the bishop, the new bishop at that time, appointed me pastor again, as you announced, of St. Joseph Parish. And it was 5 years after that that the same bishop appointed me vicar general. So I've been vicar general these past years in the 2000s, since the turn of the millennium. And the vicar, what I've learned along the way, I also, by the way, do television programs. I host television programs which are intended to reflect on and teach Catholics and those who are not Catholic about the meaning of the great feasts we celebrate, to help promote events that are happening in the diocese, and basically focus on issues of current interest and importance to Catholics, and help deepen them in their knowledge of the faith and stimulate them to a more lively practice of the faith. What I found all along the way is that when you're asked to do something, even if you didn't feel prepared, if you say yes, God gives you the tools and the gifts you need if you just trust the Lord speaking through the authority of the church. And if you don't ask yourself, what do I want to do? But if you're just able to answer the call after ordination, I assume, but answer the call, I assume, when you're asked to take a responsibility, that God provides you not only the energy, but the abilities to carry out the responsibilities you've been asked to undertake. At the core of it all, of course, though, is your personal relationship with the Lord and the core of the priesthood, which is to feed Christ's sheep. And when you keep that at the center of the focus, then you're able to put up with all the administration and the things that you don't particularly like to do. I suppose if I were asked, what is the task that I've been assigned that I least like? It's to take all the complaints that come into the pastoral center about any priest. But I found it actually a part of healing ministry to talk to the people, and it certainly deepened my compassion for priests and what they go through. So many people that are good and sincere, but they get their feelings hurt about things, or they get angry at their priest without fully understanding. So it's really deepened my compassion for priests and the struggle they have to be shepherds of parish communities and to keep harmony in the house and keep peace in the house and be a pastor that is able to identify with all the people and with whom all the people can identify. But again, the major point is that if you keep Christ at the center of it and you keep your prayer life together, then you can put up with the administration, and most of vicar general activity is administration. It's doing whatever bishop wants you to do today and taking care of all the dirty work and logistics of planning for events and correspondence and so on.
So you see yourself as a pontifex, a bridge between all of the different peoples that are in the diocese and trying to keep them all together and live that prayer that we pray at Mass, but I sometimes wonder how much we really understand and that we'll all be one in Christ, one spirit, one body in Christ.
And the two important letters there are the EX, not pontiff, but pontifex.
Pontifex. That's good. Have you enjoyed your work?
I went through burnout, and I went through a dark night where I didn't want to answer the phone or answer the door, and that was from not knowing how to say no, not knowing how to accept my limits, where I didn't take good enough care of myself. So I burned out, and I couldn't relight the fire and lived in a dark dungeon of a depression for probably about a year, and what saved me was spending a lot of time before the Blessed Sacrament. And Christ's life came back to me. I found myself, I refound my purpose, I refound my enthusiasm for it. And I've been back in action and have never looked back on the plow since, and never slowed down and never felt a loss of, you know, like zeal for the priesthood.
It's an awesome position to be in, to be able to deal with all the problems of a diocese and try to keep yourself together at the same time.
Well, I suppose that's the way it appears from the outside, but again, from the inside, my deep conviction is, you know, when I was asked to be vicar general, I said, yes, you know, ad sum, I am here. And but I have a saying I reserve for impossible situations. When all other wisdom fails me, I just say, well, God has a great sense of humor, you know. And I called my classmate from Buffalo that I was closest to and told him to pray for me. And I told him that thing, you know, that God has a great sense of humor. because I never envisioned myself as someone who would spend all this time at meetings, traveling to meetings, and meeting social obligations where I have to be with the bishop. And I like the life of a small country parish priest, you know, and life with the simple folks. And now I was rubbing shoulders with upper-class people, and it was a new environment for me. So I started out with not a lot of knowledge about how it would work out, but I discovered the truth that I stated earlier as an act of faith, and that I've never found not to be true, that if you're asked to do something by the church, by your bishop, and you say yes, then God gives you the grace and energy and the wisdom to do it. You know, like I tell parents that to have confidence in themselves, that God will give them the grace to know how to handle the situation in the family, like with the children. It's a grace that will not be given to me because I don't need that grace. And it is a grace that will be given to them if they're faithful to the Lord, you know, participate in the sacraments and so on. And so to trust that grace and trust God to guide them every step of the way. And so many times I've had the experience of running into a situation that I'd never run into before, but as Vicar General now I'm faced with it. And I start with a blank mind, not having any idea how to address it or how to make a contribution of suggestions of a solution to an impossible problem. And I turn to God, and an idea comes. And I think most priests have experienced that, where they're given the grace to counsel people, or they're given the grace to do the tasks that are set before them. So that's what I would say as Vicar General. It's been, after my baptism and after my call to the priesthood, it's been the greatest privilege in my life to be Vicar General, because I feel, next to Bishop, you know, that I'm a servant of the whole diocese. And I just, by virtue of my personality, I'm one of those people that, you know, the more work there is, the more people to meet and to help, the happier I am. You know, I have to make myself take a day off or take time off, because as soon as one task or appointment is over, I just want to move on to the next one. And I think that's a sign that you're doing something that you love and you're happy at. And I also, by virtue of my personality and my intellectual talents, I found that I'm pretty good at doing a lot of the things Vicar Generals have to do administratively. I read and review all legal contracts and all of this sort of thing. And I handle all misconduct cases. Thankfully, we've had very, very few. But I found myself well-suited to do these kinds of things. And so it's been a great blessing to me to be Vicar General. Even though it seems like you're just a bureaucrat, there's really a lot of human contact, and it's just a new dimension or a new way that you get to fulfill the three offices of Christ, to be shepherd, to be priest, to be prophet.
Thank you very much. It was very, very good. Thank you.
Okay.